You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
Hello, everybody. It's Eric E.Z. Zuli doing it the easy way here on Easy Talk today. Easy Way Broadcasting powered by WTV Networks. And man, am I stoked. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to an awesome show. It's going to be hot. Are you guys ready to do it the easy way? I hope so. Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We do it every Friday, man. Don't forget that. Tell your friends. Click the like button. Share the thing and tweet and all that fun stuff. And make sure you check out all the cool blogs, because we got HollywoodHitGuy.com. We got, I don't even know my own blogs. HollywoodHitGuy.com, TheWTV.com, TheEasyShow.com. Check out my new episode. I just posted, I wouldn't say new, but I'm making it new because I just posted it, and that's new. I have my in-studio green screen show with Dale Rao from True Blood, Friends, Grey's Anatomy, and many, many, many other things. Behind the scenes, check out the studio that we work with, Pepper J Productions, Actors Reporter. We're going to be doing a lot of cool shows with the whole Easy Way thing, and that is an IMDb official TV series, so you get IMDb credits when you're on the Easy Show, and that's how we roll. A lot of fun. And, yeah, so we got a great show today for you guys. Awesome show. We got a girl named, she's a woman. She's an established woman. She's a respected woman. Her name is Susan Ann Langford, and she's going to be coming up here really soon. Susan Ann Langford is, I guess you could say, she's kind of a whistleblower in a way, and she's blowing the whistle, actually, on corrupt attorneys. And so we're interested in hearing what she has to say and what she's doing. She's got a book called Bringing Down Goliath, and she has a screenplay, and she has some really cool projects. She'll be talking to us real soon, and she'll be on the show here soon. But this is Easy Way Broadcasting, guys. Easy Talk. I'm your man, Eric Easy Zuli, your host. I hope you enjoy the show. If you don't know about it, hello, this is me. Nice to meet you. And tell your friends. I'm just going to keep saying that. Tell your friends. So, you know, to start out, we always want to thank all of our sponsors. HavanaWatches.com. Make sure you check them out. Havana Watches, one of our great supporters. And soon, check out Music That Plays. I'm not going to tell you too much yet, but MusicThatPlays.com. They're going to be one coming on board. And man, we are having fun. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and pop on a quick commercial, and then we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Yeah, so make sure you guys go check out HavanaWatches.com. Go get yourself a watch and tell them you're doing it the easy way. Email us at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com, and we'll give you a nice little discount. We got a cool little discount coupon for all of our fans that support us and do it the easy way. Follow us at Eric Zuli, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. Check out the group Hollywood the Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, Hollywood the Easy Way. It's blowing up, man! I love you guys. We're almost at the 3,000 members. People are requesting all the time, and it's a really cool movement, and we're doing it the easy way, baby.
Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard,
but I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard,
but I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard,
but I wrote it easy way.
Everybody stand up for easy, working hard in Hollywood. Got many celebrities ready on deck. Cali love, that's what's good. We doing work the easy way. What can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yeah. Making moves, red carpets and major interviews. About to pop, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play. We go getters, never
roll the easy way.
Life is hard.
That's why I roll the easy way.
Life is hard.
That's why I roll the easy way.
Life is hard.
That's why I roll the easy way.
I warn you, I should have a warning, like, sound in the beginning of the show. The name Easy Way and I Roll the Easy Way will get stuck in your head and it'll never go away. And I apologize for that, guys. I apologize. But I'm going to pop on my boys, the Chilla Boys. They're cranking, man. They're about to perform at the Staples Center, baby. I props to my boys, the Chilla Boys. They are killing it. You know, make sure that you check out the Chilla Boys. They're really killing it. And also, guys, I want you to check out HollywoodItGuy.com. It's a new blog. Brand new. If you notice, there's a slideshow, big old feature of whoever we're featuring, and we have a new talent section. We're looking and discovering new talent. We're doing some great things with new young talent. There's some really cool talent, so definitely go there and check that out. Props to Rock This Magazine, man. Rock This Magazine's been supporting us, and you won't believe this. July, Rock This Magazine is actually putting an entire... You ready for this? I don't know if you're ready. I'm not even ready. But an entire issue... out on the Easy Way. The entire July issue going into August, and they just want to know about the Easy Way. It's so cool. And who supports it, why it's moving so big, what it's about, who it's done things for. And there's thousands of people that have been doing things the Easy Way, and you can wait until you hear these success stories. It's going to be amazing. So it's going to be like my Bible. Rock This Magazine is my Bible. Well, actually, God, the real Bible is my Bible, but... this is going to be my entertainment Bible. I'm telling you. July, get ready. It's going to be so awesome. So we have another guest that's going to be coming up here real soon, 2:20 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, PST. His name is Michael Precise. You guys may have seen the blog. If you go to ericzulieblog.com, we actually pop that up there. He's the owner and creator of Raw Feed Entertainment, and Michael Precise actually has a really unique story that let him tell you, but I'll give you a little tidbit. He actually has a rare disease in his eyes called, I don't know if I'm saying this right, keratoconus. I'm saying that right. Keratoconus is a really rare disease, but he also is looking at the computer 24/7 and doing amazing things with social media, and he is the creator of SwiftyRadio.com. And I know we got some Taylor Swift fans out there that are listening. SwiftyRadio.com. He created that site. Check it out. He's doing things with MTV, VH1. He has an amazing story. So can't wait to bring him on. That'll be around 2:20. And it's Easy Way Broadcasting, guys. So call me, talk to me. I'm a nut, and I love talking to other nuts. And if you're doing it the easy way, call me at 914-338-1303. This is also Easy Way Broadcasting. It's a radio station. I am the founder, and we do celebrity shows. We help celebrities interact with their fans, Hollywood interact with their fans, and business interact with their fans, which is a little different. And thewtv.com is actually the powering network of the whole situation. Make sure you check out thewtv.com. It's going to be hot. It's going to be awesome. And we're going to go ahead and pop on a quick... song here, guys, and you know, tell me what you think, and we'll be right back.
Mama said we can always find a way. Mama said we can always work it out. If you want to, Mama said we can always find a way. Break out of worn out ways and find a compromise. Let go of ego and pride. Rock your body.
Let you guys know, this is Saint Tone that you're listening to. Listen to my man Tone, and if you like the rapping version you're going to hear, that's going to be me doing that in their plays pretty soon, and they're going to be pitching this to the Oprah Network. It's going to be really cool, real cool show. Saint Tone, tell me if you like the music, man, make sure you hit us up and post comments. Let us know.
Do you want to break out on one way that I still live with pride? Embrace the joy. find its way to collaborate.
My fist, let my brain be the muscle. Remember that. That's very inspirational and it's very, very true. All right, guys, so without further ado, we're going to go ahead and introduce our first guest. Her name is Susan Ann Langford, and I hope I'm picking the right person here. 323-541. No, you know what? This is the wrong person, so I can't bring him in yet because he's the next guest. Let's try this one. You're on Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcast. This is Eric, 402-4709. How are you?
Hi, Eric.
Yes, is this Susan?
This is she. Yes, hi.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show. We've been expecting you. Me and my fans doing it the Easy Way want to hear your Easy Way story.
Oh, all right.
Well, actually, not your Easy Way story. We want to hear your story and then how you're doing it the Easy Way. How about that?
Well, first I want to thank you for inviting me on your show. And I think doing it the easy way is the best way.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. But I was telling my fans a little bit about you and that you're actually kind of shedding the light on negativity in the corrupt lawyer world, and that's really interesting. So love to hear your story. Go ahead. We're listening.
Absolutely. Okay, wonderful. First, I'd like to say that right now I have a big push going for the WGA registered screenplay for Bringing Down Goliath. And it is inspired by actual events of my life. And the genre is a legal thriller. It's definitely an R-rated feature. Before I get into that any further, I want to take a bite out of something that is a misconception before it goes any further, and that is this story is not controversial. And allow me to explain why. Because this story is about fighting corruption, exposing corruption, and bringing corruption to justice wherever it lives and breeds. Now, I don't find anything controversial about that when, in fact, in this particular story, there has been a lot of success and winning against corruption. Okay, so it is not a controversial story. That is a misconception. That being said, Bringing Down Goliath, the screenplay, basically it is about a young woman named Mercy Grant and her little boy Isaac escape the abuses of her psychotic husband. Later, she meets Mike, her soulmate. They marry and begin a new life in Missouri. Meanwhile, back in Connecticut, her evil ex-husband is plotting with corrupt lawyers to kidnap her child. Unfortunately, they succeeded. And with the sudden loss of her son, Mercy finds a new inner strength and fights back. So she returns to Connecticut and tries to save Isaac. While concurrently investigating the corrupt justice system there. In the process, she faces deception, arson fires, and threats on her life, and is constantly harassed by two men, but none of this is dissuading her from uncovering the truth. So, it is the genre is a legal thriller, lots of action, lots of live action in this script, and it's very, very, very original, if you will, and extremely compelling story. The upside is that this woman has great strength and resolve, if you will, in beating, you know, beating the Goliath, if you will, to a pulp. And it's pretty amazing. So I suggest anyone wanting to know more about bringing down Goliath, inspired by actual events of my life, to look further into this, contact me, email me, you know, and we can connect and hook up and get this out, get the script out to, you know, prospective producers, directors, and dig more into it.
Now, guys, you can actually go to the WTV.com. You guys all know about the network that powers the whole Easy Way movement. You go to the WTV.com and actually click on Biz, B-I-Z, and you'll see a lot more information on Miss Susan Ann Langford and what's going on in her email, her phone number. Everything is actually on there if you want to contact her. And you got an awesome story there, and it's really cool. I always give props to people that are trying to shed light on negativity to turn it to a positive. And that's one of the reasons we wanted to bring you on the show today, Susan. You're doing awesome things. And is there any, you know, your social media, anything you want to promote before we bring in our next guest?
Social media. Well, I do have I have a blog up on WTV, which is part of your company. And my information I just shared can be found there. It's the press release, so if anyone wants to read that further. I want to point out that, you know, people have said, well, what is your expertise in the field, Susan, that, you know, that you can write a story like that? You know, what knowledge do you bring to the forefront, you know, to help create this story? And I want to say that I do have extensive knowledge of the Canon Code of Ethics, professional rules of conduct codes as it relates to attorney ethics, having spent numerous hours researching legal ethics for over 23 years. I have successfully investigated unethical lawyers and written ethics complaints using the evidence gathered. I founded Legal Abuse Must End Incorporated as a nonprofit corporation in the state of Nebraska in 92 for the purpose of helping people who feel that they had become victims of abuse in the system. I'm no stranger to the media, and I currently appear as a guest not only on your show but other shows nationwide, all the way going back to the 1980s, in fact. So, again, I encourage people to reach out and approach me. I'm happy to answer any questions about bringing down Goliath. And I look forward to sharing more about the story with people. I would like to give a big shout-out to Morgan Rogers of the Nebraska Attorney General's Office. She's currently actively working in conjunction with me on an investigation that I started, and things are going in a very positive direction against another big Goliath. So, Morgan, thank you very much. I'll talk to you on Monday, I'm sure.
Awesome. Okay. Well, hey, thank you so much for coming on to the show. And if anybody wants to know more information, we're going to be definitely posting on this at Eric Zuli Fans, WTV Networks, and all the wonderful sites that we have in Hollywood the Easy Way, which we encourage everybody to join that group. And what do you think of the group, by the way? I noticed you joined and you've been on there for a while, Susan.
Oh, I think it's awesome, Eric. People are very respectful of other people and, you know, and not rude and very helpful, as a matter of fact. You run a good network there in that group. Very encouraging, Eric. Eric, and I'm quite pleased with all of your services. I think it's amazing what you have done and how much you have accomplished over time. I don't think anyone, you know, on the street can compare to you and your expertise. And so I am so happy that I chose to do it the easy way.
Oh, I wish you could see me right now, because I have, like, the reddest face in the world right now. I wish I need to do a webcam or something, because people would be posting comments. Thank you so much, Susan. I really appreciate it. And make sure, guys, you go follow Susan and Susan Ann Langford on Facebook. Really awesome what you're doing, and thank you so much for coming on the show. And I hope you stay tuned and listen to it, because it's going to get a lot better. It's already been
Good stage. I plan on coming back again. We'll talk more about it next week, perhaps.
Okay, perfect. Well, hey, thanks so much, Susan. And again, guys, Susan Ann Langford, make sure you follow her. And when we come back, I'm going to go and pop some music on. When we come back, we got Michael Precise, which is, like I said, the guy that actually created Taylor Swift's radio station site, Swifty Radio. And he's got a lot of really awesome stuff to say. And he's dealing with eye disease. Well, he does all this crazy stuff. It's going to be amazing. So we will be right back, guys.
I need another fix. Love everything that you do. Don't wanna let you go home. I want you.
I want you.
Living my best.
Living my best.
Why don't
you? Life is hard. That's why I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
That's why I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
That's why I wrote it easy way.
We're on the Easy Way, guys, and guess who we have coming up? He is the next guest for Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting. He's doing it the easy way, and he's got a lot of cool things to say, and he's here to stay, and everybody's going to yell hooray, and he's not being paid for being on the show, I swear. Hey, Mike, what's going on, man? You're on the Easy Talk.
What's up, man? What's going on with you, man? Love the show. Love it. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. And we love the support from Raw Feed Entertainment and everything, and letting all your wonderful people know about my craziness on Blog Talk Radio. And do you see your pretty mug on the homepage of Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, I did, yeah. And, you know, I'm excited to actually share the whole story with you, you know, about the Swifty Radio, you know, the idea and the concept and how it actually came about, you know. So I'm very excited, man. So, you know, when you, I love the show, first of all. I love what you're doing with the show, man, Easy, I got to say, because, I mean, the following is so great, but you put a huge impact on a lot of people's, you know, perspectives, and you help a lot of people out in Hollywood. So I want to go give you kudos out to that, you know what I mean?
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that. And, you know, I commend you in dealing what you're dealing with. And doing everything that you're doing, and congratulations on your contributorship to MTV and VH1 and BET and the Viacom situation. That must have been real big for you. Must have people hitting you up from every direction.
Right. Well, you know, and so like, you know, and I'll take you back on that concept. So like, you know, and I'm a big social media fanatic, as you know. I mean, you've been talking, whatever. And, you know, like a lot of people, a lot of things, everything in life is free, you know what I'm saying? It just depends on how you use certain platform situations and how you can grow using these and how it benefits not just you, but the artist as well. And so by doing this, you know, like I said, everybody can do it, but does everybody do it? You know, and that's the point that I want to get across. So by forming this way of me being, because I have my own radio show, Raw Feed Entertainment, 5-star rating on radio rating. You know, and I'm able to do soundtracks. I'm able to do like mixtapes under the Raw Feed label because I you know, just like you, you introduce all these new actors and these new upcoming artists. So why not do it with the artists that have master songs, but also are featuring, you know, some of the, you know, like Snoop Lion, you know, like you got at the AMX, you have the new Louisiano got Snoop Lion on. Why not feature these artists on a soundtrack and feature them on a platform as a Raw Feed MTV, and so the world can see them, they can be downloaded, and they can be heard worldwide, and also that there's so many artists out there and so many ideas and concepts that artists need to fill some of these social media platforms because they're always looking for new concepts, and they're always looking for new artists, new ideas, and so it gives a chance to have the artists actually put on a platform, download, and be heard. And gives an artist a chance to be heard on Buzzworthy, MTV Jams 1, you know, and stuff like that, man. It just opens the doors a lot, and, you know, and especially the expertise on how to use a platform is the number one, you know, priority in itself. But if you know how to use a platform, you know how to work it right, there's going to be beneficial things, you know, that are outstanding within the music industry that cannot be compelled.
Well, that it sounds pretty cool if I'm an artist. So I would probably want to follow you and learn more about that one. And is there a Snoop Lion? I've heard of Snoop Leon. Or is it Leon or Lion?
Snoop Dogg turned into Snoop Lion. Yeah,
I'm
by
just
the way,
playing with
you. Know, no, yeah. So on that note, you know, Sam, very excited. There's that big old thing going down, you know, tonight with the release party. So I want to shout out to, you know, Luigiano doing his thing from X Factor UK. Make a big shout out to that.
Yeah, but, guys, we're going to be, and also anybody that's listening, you can also go to theeasyshow.com, WTV, all of our fun stuff, and we're going to be doing a cool little episode, and we're going to be hanging out with Mr. Snoop Leon, and, you know, I believe it's John Sally and Omarion, and I'm hearing a lot of really good people, Steve LaBelle, like a lot of people are going to be down there, and we'll be doing it the easy way, so make sure you tune in, and make sure you come back, and you check out all the cool stuff, and also, too, I'm doing something new, guys. If anybody wants to maybe be shouted out as a fan by a celebrity. Check this out. This is a little idea I just came up with, and I hope you guys like it. But if anybody wants to be shouted out by a celebrity on The Easy Show, then you got to hit us up at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. You got to follow us. You got to tweet us. You got to follow the fans page and let us know. And we'll be letting you know prior to the events and different things we're going to be going to maybe get you a shout out from the celebrity. Then you can use that video and you can actually use it on social media to help advance yourself. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. Where's my clapping sound? Oh yeah. I was a little slow there, but yeah, it's something we're going to be doing. And Mike, you're going to be joining us, right?
Yeah, of course, man. Of course. I'm always, you know, I'm down for whatever that you're doing. Like I said, man, big supporter. Big fan, you know, good music coming out, you know, like you said, the founder of 50 Radio, that is true, you know, and I, you know, got that about going in a crazy way through Twitter, of course, network and whatever, and then so if you go to Love You Twisties on Twitter, you know, you might find a fan, an artist that you might, you know, enjoy talking to. So after, you know, a lot of artists that I was given by Taylor Swift, through the actual Twitter platform, you know, all upcoming artists from like Tennessee, you know, Alabama, you got maybe Florida or whatever, and they don't have the opportunities because they're, you know, they're central bound. They don't have that the platforms or the actual media publicity as California or Florida might have. So why not build a radio show with the artists that she is sending me that are amazing? You know, you got Aylin Esther, Alexander Twins, Planet, which is, you know, they've got people behind them who used to, you know, manage the old, you know, band Heart. You've got, you know, Andrew Justice, really, you know, could be the next, you know, Maroon 5 or, you know, or One Republic. I mean, so, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of music going on, a lot of music, a lot of things. And so the first air, Swifty Radio will actually air live in 2 weeks on KCLS 99.3, and which will be distributed onto like the Blog Talk platform, the Podomatic platform, downloaded on iTunes, whatever. We're gonna get it going.
That sounds hot. Okay. And I heard that you do a little something in the music world. In fact, that's how we met. I actually met Michael Precise at ARN Studios. And he was just chilling there, holding the wall up, you know, acting all cool with his hands in his pocket. He's like, "Yeah, what's up, I'm Mike." But and I walked over to him and I was like, "What's up, man?" He's like, "Yeah, what's up? How you doing?" You know, and just really, just like, "I'm cool. I'm about to do my show. Leave me alone." Type of attitude. And then when he found out that I freestyled and I busted a little style, a little flow, a little magic out the mouth as well, he's like, "Oh man, you one of me. What's up, homie? What's up?" And we started, you know, kind of doing the freestyling thing. We you know, he blew me out the water as far as the fast rapping. And you know, I'm gonna put you on the spot, Mike. I gotta ask you. I'm gonna pop on a beat or something, and you gotta bust a little flow for us. You gotta do it. I won't take no for an answer.
Yeah, well, you know, come to that, you know, saying right now I'm at the studio doing my radio show, so I might not be able to be too, but you can actually check this out. But if you want to hear it, you can go on the MTV page, right, MicroPrecise.mtv.com/artist/MicroPrecise, and you can download one of the songs that I'm on. It's with Leland and Zane.
Hell, I'm busting the beat. You're going to do it right now. I don't take no for an answer on my show. Come on, man. My fans want to hear that skill.
Okay.
Come on.
Yo, Okay. Yo, it's Mike Precise, and it's nice. I'm Golden Guy, dialing ice. I'm playing with you. Wait, what I say? Yes, you know I'm jamming to playing the games. I'm up all day, writing and doing it like I do. Who knew to wear the white do wearing foo foo? You threw nothing. I threw everything. I'm 30 dozen and rotten drama. I'll get drama. Baby mama's coming up. Yes, you know it's me, and I'm blowing up the. Can't be cussing on the radio show, though. I got to go, because I got my own radio show. I'm kicking down those.
I didn't know that my bro could just bust and flow right off the show on Easy Way Broadcasting. Just satisfaction. He's just rapping, and he's making it happen. Okay. That's what we did. You guys, you got a first reenactment. That's exactly how we met. But, you know, I gotta say too, Mike, you really are a good dude. You really help a lot of people. You're out there to help a lot of people. So I want to give you the time to promote and tell all my audience and anybody that might be listening to the show what it is that you do to help people and what it is you're trying to do. What is the Raw Feed Empire? What is the I just gave you a new name, Raw Feed Empire, but Raw
right.
Feed Entertainment.
Well, Raw Feed Entertainment is I'm dishing out raw, songs, raw artists, raw talent, and I'm feeding them to everybody. I'm giving the chance for artists to actually shine, not on just one platform, but many platforms consisting on the music and genre that they are. We've got Shiloh Zion.
Mo told me he didn't want you to do it anymore, so he wanted me to, he texted me, and I'm just kidding, that's my bad, my mistake. Go ahead.
No, they got Shiloh Zion, True Roots. He got the reggae, Raw Feed. We've got Shay Sanders, doing well, the relationships. We've got her own TV show, Francois with the Gold. We've got a lot of different platforms to actually introduce artists and all sorts of talent. On top of that, with Coast to Coast mixtapes, and I do stuff with Green Hits, which are, distributed songs to over 900,000 90,000 DJs worldwide, and also I'm opening up HollywoodMusic.net and the Hollywood Mixtape. And so when I do this, I'm a hip hop head, big fan of Steve LaBelle and all them, Busy Bone. I want to grab the hip hop, do something that's different. I'm a big fan of B.O.B., big fan of Wiz Khalifa and how they can take this Taylor Swift and make it to something that it's original and it's something new. And it's something very positive, and that's where hip hop needs. It's going. It's in that direction. It's been in that direction, and I want to continue to make it that way.
Well, you say you're a big fan of Steve LaBelle. I've actually known Steve LaBelle for, close to maybe 5-6 years now. And you're actually going to be coming to the Snoop Leon event. Wouldn't that suck if I was actually saying his name the wrong way and I corrected you, but I was wrong, and everybody's like, dude, this guy's an idiot. I think it's Leon, though. Pretty sure it's Leon.
I think it is Snoop.
I really do. Snoop Lion. How about that? You're going to actually be going to the event. We're going to actually be filming you and taking some pictures and really showing you meeting Steve. And hopefully he shows up, because I know we were just with him at the New Stars of Hollywood event. He was kind of shocked that he found out that Ernie Singleton was on my board and my committee, that I even knew Ernie. He told me, I got to put you on blast, Steve, I love you, but he told me that he was going to be on the show and he was going to do something. Instead, you can actually go, we're going to be posting this pretty soon, it's one of his artists, and you hear him in the background. You hear like a little voice, talking to me while I'm interviewing his artist, and he's like, say this, ask who her mentor is, Aretha Franklin, and that, all this cool stuff. And I'm like, who is that voice over there? What is this voice talking to me in the air? And he's like, kind of walks away. He actually don't want the camera, but in reality, he's all about the exposure and publicity to help other artists, which is real cool. So I thought I'd just throw that out there, guys. If you don't know who Steve LaBelle is, make sure you check him out. And so doing it the easy way, Mr. Michael Precise is going to meet Steve LaBelle if he's there today. I'll personally introduce him. You guys will see pictures of Mike Precise and Steve LaBelle. You're hearing it on the show. You're hearing it here first, and it's going to be a lot of fun. What are you going to tell Steve when you meet him?
Well, he, in the sense of like the business aspect and how, he goes upon with the markets and the promotions of many artists on many platforms and does it because he just loves hip hop. And that version, it reminds me of me, And so, there's a lot of aspects to the business side and music side that, that he has that I have as well, and I just like to share and top up a little information and network, because I mean the artist that he's actually collaborated with was David Patton, which is signed to Meek Mills, and David Patton is a bomb artist. I mean this guy is going, I mean huge artist, and I'm a big fan of the music. Meek Mills. You know, when you take an artist like Meek Mills and you mix that, and that's something that hasn't been done, and it's a whole new sound, it's an awesome sound, you know. And so I'm very excited about all the new music coming on and all the new projects that I have, and especially, you know, with the social media platforms, all the new ones of 2013, which aren't known about but and are misconcepted and misplaced by, you know, the older, you know, platforms are actually creating a viral buzz through the internet marketing scheme, because It's a great look all the way around. So I mean, I'm excited about all the things that are happening in 2013.
Now, when you say viral buzz, I'm a stupid preschooler when it comes to the internet, and I'm a listener. I'm just kidding. No listeners are stupid, but I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm like, viral buzz? I don't want this computer to talk to me. I don't understand what you're saying. Can you explain a little bit more about what viral buzz is?
Yeah, well, like, you know, viral buzz, man. Viral buzz is. So people mistake, like, viral for, you know, different kind of meaning. Like, viral on one platform, that's not viral. Like, so by platform, I mean, like, you know, if you're promoting an artist, you know, that has a following in the rap industry or whatever industry genre that you have, you know, the following of platforms that, you know, that consider the exact same thing you're actually doing. For instance, like, you know, since I have Rothy Entertainment, you know, you got that platform, then you have the actual MTV platform, 2, 3, 4, 5. But a viral, it just happens at one time, and you're everywhere. And so, artist, and you're doing rap music, and you're on these rap, you know, platforms, it's a good look, it's more publicity, and it's marketable, because you're actually marketing on the same genre and same effect that the artist actually will be, you know, happy with. You know what I mean? You don't have to worry about a lot of the actual, you skip all the bull and go straight to the source, which is a great aspect of life. And so with the social media platforms that I'm involved with, and that I also am in cahoots with the actual, you know, distributors and actual people who actually, you know, build these platforms, I'm able to do a lot of things that's so great. I learn so much every day, and on music and business aspects, and it's just a great look all the way around.
So you're talking about what I do when I press a button. That's kind of cool. Okay. I'm just playing. Like, you know, the average listener may be like viral. You're talking about I get sick and I get a infection.
Right.
And then I hear like a buzz on the computer. Like, you know, they don't understand what viral buzz is, so I just wanted to kind of really make sure that they understood. But yeah, it is all about, I'd say maybe a better term would be web outreaching, where when you're promoting a particular product or brand, it actually reaches many different vehicles that have their own audiences, and doing that at one time is very strong on the internet, which also ends up going to mainstream, because when something goes viral, we'll call it, if everybody remembers, hide your kids, hide your wives, hide your kids, hide your wives, Antoine Dawson.
Yeah.
That was viral.
Yeah, no doubt.
That was ridiculous.
Exactly. And, you know, and to make another thing, you know, so I'm in collaborations with Cruisematic, which is Spin Rich Empire. I'm with the CEO right now, and a guy named Andre Marie, a good time artist.
You with them right now?
Bring him
on the show. We want to meet him. You can't say you're with somebody and then not let them come on the show and say hi.
Well, you know, I tell you what, the CEO of Spin Rich is kind of, he doesn't like to talk too much. They're in the studio upstairs, I'm downstairs. You know,
so they're not technically with you exactly right now. They're around you. So you got to choose your words carefully. I'll catch you on that.
They are around me. they are, you know,
I can just imagine what's in Mike's head right now. I'm going to kill him. He's doing this to me on the air, and this is like I'm a front page of Blog Talk Radio, and there's blogs all over the place, and you're like, shut up, Eric. Stop it. Let me just talk. Okay, I'll shut up. Go ahead.
No, I mean, you know, it's sometimes, you know, like, you know, the whole misconception, you know, and I am blind. You did say something about keratoconus. I do have an eye disease, and there is no cure. It's one of the rarest eye diseases in the world, actually. And eventually I will go blind. By 37, I'll be able to see a little bit, but I'll be blind. Right now I can't drive. So, you know, me being able to actually put all this together in a way to benefit artists that can't afford this, or that don't have, but they have the talent, because talent sells itself, mind you. That, you know, I just think that it's a great opportunity for artists worldwide to get in where they fit in. You know, everybody deserves a chance to shine, and, you know, people are going to replace the artists of today all the time. You see it happening all the time. You know, there's going to be a next Mac Miller. There's going to be a next, you know, big artist like, you know, maybe not Taylor Swift because she's one of the biggest artists in the world, but there'll be another artist that is just like her, you know what I'm saying, in the future. So, I mean, in order to find these artists, you have to, you know.
No, I'm sorry. I have to stop you. No, 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 no. There will not be another artist like Taylor Swift, okay? Taylor Swift has so beautiful and so cute at how she does things, and she is like the country queen and country pop queen. You know, she's perfect on those commercials. I'm sorry. You can't say anybody else is going to be another Taylor Swift. Maybe be similar to another Taylor Swift. That's like saying someone's going to be another EZ.
No. Well, no.
That's not going to happen.
There will never be another Taylor Swift. You know what I'm saying? There will never be another Jay-Z. But there will be somebody that is going to be in a genre just like, and one day she'll be just as big. I mean, like I said, Taylor Swift's the number one artist around the world. And she's going to continue to stay that way until somebody...
You made me see red, man. You made me see red when you said that. The whole world is seeing red.
Yeah, exactly. SwiftyRadio.com, check it out. And we are going to be updating it. I've got new pictures. I've got new stuff. I'll be updating it here soon. I've been busy, but, I mean...
Well, here's my question. When are we gonna put the Easy Way on there? When do I get to be on that site? When is Taylor Swift going to do it the Easy Way? When is she going to start tweeting me, huh?
Well, you can tell. I mean, I know she's on tour right now. She's in Austin 2 weeks ago on the Red Tour, doing great. Big things happening. So I know that she's very busy. You know, say so. Once I know, I'll let you know. But hopefully, it'll be very soon.
Well, and I want to say too, congratulations on your 100,000 followers. You're creeping up to me, dude. 100,000 followers. That's pretty big. And so the Raw Feed Entertainment Empire must be pretty. Pretty cool. And I want to point out, guys, this guy has like 27 something podcasts and blogs and this and that. It's a viral empire he has. And I like the name viral. Say that with me, guys. Viral. That's fun to say. Viral. Okay. But no, so you have a really cool empire. You're making it happen. You're a great rapper. You're doing a lot of things. And I think I will say I feel that you're kind of like a new Stevie Wonder, kind of Howard Stern, just not as mean and cruel. Not shout outs to Howard Stern. I'm not saying anything negative about you, man, but you are a little mean and cruel on the radio. But it's still funny, so it's okay. Go ahead. Keep doing it.
And let's not forget the EOTM Award nomination. EOTM Award nomination.
Oh, you know what? You just said the magic word. Oh, you've said it. You said it. You said the magic word, the EOTM Awards. You stole the words right out of my mouth. You are the man. The EOTM Awards is the hottest new award station. It is the bomb.
Celebrate entrepreneurs' biggest night live from West Hollywood, California. The 2013 EOTM Awards, Sunday, August 4th at the beautiful Pacific Design Center. Red carpet and celebrity-studded award show highlighting all things entrepreneurship. Nominees and presenters scheduled to attend: Bruce Valanche, Vara Abraham, Tammy Roman, Jake Short, Carlin Jeffrey, Adam Bartum, Matt Martin, Eric Zuli, Latoya Luckett, Jasmine Brand, Christian Keys, Mary Marrow, Vincent Ward, Josh Feldman, CC Perkinson, Cynthia Manley, Fawn.
You know what? I'm turning it off because I didn't hear your name in there. I'm pissed off. I'm mad at the. We're not going to promote them now. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Tell us about the EOTM Awards. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. It's just good to be nominated. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's big enough for me anyway. So, I mean, I'm just happy about that. I'm happy about everything you're doing. You know, I'm doing it the easy way. Like Big Boy said, I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. We're all doing it the easy way.
You want to hear that? Should I play it? It's just so cool.
Yeah, play that. Go ahead.
All right, guys, listen to this. We'll be right back.
Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry.
Oh, y'all, I cut off Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment. What the heck is wrong with me? I didn't mean to. I was just trying to do the Big Boy. I'm sorry, Larry. You're my man. You're my boy. Sorry. Oh, I can't believe I just did that. No. Bad, Eric. But yeah, that was Big Boy. And that was so cool when I was actually in the studio meeting him. First of all, to get in Power 106, practically impossible. But I was able to go in there. He was doing a movie called I can't remember the name of the movie. You can actually Google Eric Zulli Big Boy and you'll see the premiere and the movie and stuff. But he was promoting his movie, and it was, I think, one of his first movies. And it was just really cool. I mean, really down-to-earth, humble guy, man. If anybody was wondering about Big Boy, he's the humblest guy, and he is not Big Boy anymore. He's got to change his name. He's like Fit Boy now. He's thin, and he's got tone and stuff, and he's just so cool, and I didn't even know him. And I'm like, Big Man, hey, this is me, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And at the time, I was actually on the board of the American Hip Hop Awards. And I told him about the situation with what they're doing with rewarding the kids for their grades and honoring them with the American Hip Hop Awards, giving them tickets. He loved that idea. And we really connected, and I couldn't believe it. And he literally looks at my camera, he stops, looks at me, with a big old grin on his face, and he's like, and he didn't even say anything. He's like, you ready? The eyes were telling me, you ready? Okay. And looks at the camera. I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. We're all doing it. And I think he almost broke my microphone. But it was okay. For Big Boy, I'll go buy another microphone, for sure. And I just had to share that experience with me. And it was like one of my favorite experiences. And Big, yo, man, hit me up. You follow me on Twitter, but you don't hit me. Like, we need to do it the easy way for real. And we got to do some cool things. And you got to meet my man, Mike Precise. But that was my little Big Boy story. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, you know, it's just a good thing happened. Man, I just want to shout out, you know, see, I got to get ready to go to my own show. So it's on KCLA FM 99.3. But I want to make a shout out to Cruz Baddock, Spin Rich, out there in, Santa Cruz. Shout out to Chris Renee, Love Life. Chris Renee was on the X Factor a couple years ago with the single by A Little Homie. So check out that, doing stuff signed with Epic Records. So shout out to him, man. And like I said, dude, shout out to all the independent artists out there, sell the product. You know, keep sending me these videos, man, so I can make this Raw Feed thing keep going, you know?
Yeah, thank you for everything that you do, Mike. Little Birdie told me you're going to be hooking us up with the MTV VH1 VET experience in that situation. So stay tuned for that, guys. And Mike's the man. Go check out ericzulliblog.com. You'll get a lot more information on him. We appreciate your time, sir. Go do your show, and tell my fans what your show is and when it is and how they can hear it.
I've got four or five different shows. Actually, a total of 12. I got Raw Talk, Black.
Are you trying
Radio,
to upstage me? I said tell them about one show, not your 20 shows.
Well, okay.
That's not
so
cool.
I got so Raw Center, 99.3 KCLA FM. It's about, you know, just artists, connecting with artists, seeing what's up, the new artists, new music, and just, you know, music news, man, what's going on and what you can expect and what people can, you know, guarantee. People can get in the music industry. So big exciting things happening. If you want to tune in to KCLAFM.com or download the TuneIn app, and let's get it cracking.
All right, man, I'm going to count to three. Give me a quick shout out for the easy way. Do it however you want to do it. Say your name. 1, 2, 3.
Yo, this is Raw Feed Entertainment's Mike Precise, and we're doing it the easy way. KCLAFM 99.3, Cruz Maddox, Ben Rich. We out.
Thank you, sir. All right, guys, that was Michael Precise. Make sure you check him out. Follow him at NP_Mike, and we're going to play a little music when we come back. I've got my girl Patricia Shipp, the lead reporter of the National Enquirer, ready to give you that Hollywood 411 the easy way, and you won't believe what she has to say about the Jacksons. Woo, baby. We'll be right back.
It's not the first time you've shown up to fight with me. Half 4 in the morning. You're brave when you're drinking, so say what you came here to say. Never had a warning that you keep it all inside, yeah. I don't wanna make you hide anything. Tell me that I'm wrong if I am. I know we can't agree on everything. Is this the last time I open my door to see both of your hands up? If there's no tough love to keep us in touch, will you be mine to get bored of? Then I had a dream about it, what I wanna live without ugly days. If you're always on my side, then what happens when the ride is over, babe? Why is it that you always surrender? Wait a little bit, wait a little bit. Come on, put up a fight just one time, make me wonder. Scream a little bit, scream a little bit. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Just tell me why. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Just tell me why. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Just tell me why. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Just tell me why.
The newest segment of Easy Talk has everyone inquiring, what will we hear and who will we meet? Our friend Patricia Shipp is here from the National Enquirer to fill us in on everything we need to know. Let's all give a warm welcome to Patricia Shipp.
Everybody, it's Pat Shipp from the National Enquirer. Sorry I haven't been around lately, but I've been busy, as you can imagine, with so much news going on. But first off, let's start with Paris Jackson. Just want to give our thoughts out to her and hope that this young lady, she's only 15 years old, will come out of this stronger and better, and the family will rally around her. I know that LaToya, grandmother Catherine, and her biological mother, Debbie Rowe, went to visit her in the hospital last night. I know she's on a 5150 hold, which is kind of a psychiatric hold for 72 hours. So she'll be probably getting out soon. But I know she's been bullied at school. I hope people take this seriously and stop with the bullying. These kids, some of them can take it, some of them can't. You don't know how it affects them. So we all just need to rally around these young kids, not just Paris, but all the kids that are being bullied, and wish them the best. Also in Jackson News, you know, Janet Jackson has finally made the $1 billion mark. B is in billion. And she's tired of her broke siblings, mainly her brothers, coming and asking her for money, you know. And now that she's also married a billionaire, you know, they're really coming at her, you know, twice as hard. So we hope that the Jacksons will just get their act together. It's really quite a shame. And now Katie Holmes. She is on the cover this week of the National Enquirer, and she has a new boyfriend. And we hear that Tom Cruise is furious because she's so passionate with this guy out in public. They literally were grabbing at each other's clothes. So pick up the National Enquirer drum stands now. I think you will enjoy it. And I will be back here next week with more juicy gossip. Thank you, guys. Pat Shipp with the Enquirer.
All right, guys, that was Pat Shipp with the National Enquirer. And the music you heard, by the way, was a great artist by the name of Eva's Universe. Make sure you check her out. And that's called Me, Tell Me Why. Or Why Is It? I'm sorry, the song's called Why Is It? So that was Easy Talk, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. And make sure you tune in next week again, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every Friday, we do it the easy way at the Hollywood Gossip, and cool guests and great, great things coming up. And we got a lot of really cool guests coming up. You won't believe it. So check this out, guys. There's a situation called rippling. I want you to go to easywayripple.com. Easy, letter E, letter Z, easywayripple.com. Get more information. I'm just going to say this. Revolutionary, game changer, make money, don't pay anything up front in the beginning, and, you know, tell your friends it's going to blow out the social media, it's going to blow everything out the water. This is an easy way movement we're rocking with, guys. EasyWayRipple.com. I'm telling you, get involved. You get involved, you're going to be very happy. I got a lot of people involved in this. It's the real deal. It's really awesome. Check out easywayribble.com. Go to thewtv.com. Check out the commercial that's on there, the featured video. Get more information on it. It's going to be hot. So tune in tomorrow. Do not forget my man Shane Sparks, the former judge on So You Think You Can Dance, America's Best Dance Crew, getting ready. Here's the gossip. Getting ready to do America's Best Dance Dance Crew and So You Think You Can Dance in Nigeria. You know, a lot of really cool stuff happened with Shane. He does a show, Planet Dance, every Saturday. You guys know every Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you like the fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, if you like the show. Make sure you check out on Tuesdays with our former NBA star, Maurice Egger, Sports Music with Mo Egger, and Thursdays, Jackie's Vita Loca, funny comedian, funny comedy. You don't want to miss it. Latino comedy. And just, it's a blast. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Lots of fun. I'm off to go to, like you and Mike said, an X Factor X Factor winner artist is actually doing a record release party with Snoop Leon, Omarion, John Sally, Steve LaBelle. Tons of people. We're going to be getting some great footage, doing it the easy way. We're going to be rocking our Havana watches. You know, maybe giving some stuff out, doing it, having fun. Roxbury, if you're in the area, come stop by, come get an autograph, take a picture, whatever. And make sure this July you check out Rock Viz Magazine. I'm actually going to be the cover of this July coming out, and a lot of my friends are going to be supporting that issue. And I will tell you one more thing, music that pays. This is a situation where artists and people can really get paid, and it's going to be coming together. So we'll tell you more about that next week, guys. This is Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV on Blog Talk Radio. You can only get this on Blog Talk Radio. Check out WTV. Check out all the shows and everything. And also, one more thing, Sizzles and Shows. Check that out. If you have a show, if you have some content, we're looking to promote it. And check out the new column from Jacqueline Gage. It's a new fashion column that teaches you how to shop smart, and you know, if you don't have money, you can still look like a you know, superstar or celebrity. It's really cool. Make sure you check it out. So I am Easy, Eric Zuli, guys. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, and I'm known as the Hollywood It Guy. And just go to ericzuli.com or it's my URLs. U, letter U, letter R, L's. .com/Eric Zuli. It'll take you to my hundreds of sites and blogs and all the stuff that we do. Love you guys. And also, we are going to be looking for fans. Man, I keep saying I'm out, and then I just can't shut up. And I love doing my show. I don't want to leave you guys. I love you guys so much. I can't wait for every Friday to talk to you guys. Thank you so much for all your support. Make sure that you hit me up on Twitter. Hit up Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. We're going to be doing somewhat of a contest to get people in this magazine coming out. So if you want some exposure, hit us up. This is Easy Way Broadcasting, guys. Once and for all, I'm out. I'm Eric Zuli, known as the Hollywood It Guy. This is powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio. We thank Blog Talk Radio for all their support. We'll catch you guys next week.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.